Welcome back to On Baby, where Chicago meets the DMV. Today, I want to discuss the legacy of Dwayne Wade. Tonight, the Miami Heat will go against the Los Angeles Lakers, and the best friends will face off against each other for one of the last times, if not the last time, this season. As you guys have already heard, Dwayne Wade will retire this year as a Miami Heat. So it's Dwayne's last year, and, you know, most NBA players of his caliber usually have a farewell tour. Now, I've heard and seen Dwayne Wade talk about his farewell tour on Instagram and Facebook and sometimes on Twitter, but I've not yet seen the NBA do anything exceptional for Dwayne Wade, and I was wondering why. I know that Paul Pierce had a great farewell tour. I know that Kobe Bryant had a farewell tour. But not so much love for Dwayne Wade. And I'm not sure why. If you really look at the stats of Dwayne Wade, he's a three-time NBA champion, right? He was the 2006 NBA Finals MVP, 12-time NBA All-Star, NBA All-Star Game MVP back in 2010, two-time All-NBA First Team back in 2009 and 2010. So he has the credentials. And some say he is arguably number three on the list of all-time shooting guards right behind Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. So why is Dwayne Wade not getting the love? To be honest, I really believe the reason why Dwayne Wade is not getting the love from the NBA is because of his best friend, LeBron James. The media only wants to cover LeBron James. Night in and night out, everything is about LeBron James. So the only time that they can think about anybody else is when LeBron is not playing, which is never, because he's never, ever hurt. So tonight might be the night where Dwayne Wade will get some shine because he is going up against his best friend, LeBron James. And so they want to chronicle their friendship, their best friends. They want to chronicle their upbringing. Dwayne in Chicago, LeBron in Akron. But I don't know. I think it's still a shadow thing. I don't think that Dwayne Wade should only get his shine in the shadows of LeBron. But LeBron is a beast when it comes to the media. You heard KD say the other day that he doesn't want to play with LeBron. And most superstars don't want to play with LeBron because the environment is too crazy. It's too toxic. And I really believe that's the reason why Dwayne Wade is not getting his farewell tour. They're not talking about him as much. They're talking more about him having a new baby than it is about him heading towards retirement. I wouldn't say it's disrespect, but I think that maybe the Heat organization could do a better job marketing him and maybe even pushing him towards a broadcast career. Parlay his greatness into the broadcasting booth, something, I'm not sure. But the Batman and Robin thing is always going to exist between LeBron James and the Miami Heat. So the game tonight, who do you guys see winning? The Miami Heat suck. Hassan Whiteside has not lived up to his billing. And, you know, the young guys that they have are not getting it done. So I think that once again, Wade will be overshadowed by LeBron in this game tonight. We'll see. But I think that the NBA needs to do a better job hyping up my Chicago dude, Dwayne Wade. Now, Dwayne Wade has been with what? Four teams now? He's been with Miami, Chicago, Cleveland, and now back to Miami. Do you think that because he is now seen as a journeyman that he's not getting the tour that he deserves? You know, most of the greats have stayed with one team. Magic Johnson with the Lakers, Larry Bird with the Celtics, Michael Jordan with the Bulls, until his terrible, 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 terrible stint with the Washington Wizards for that short time, and then his baseball hiatus. But for the most part, he's with Chicago Bulls when he won his six championships. So maybe because Dwayne has moved around these last 3 or 4 years and had very short stints with other teams, that they don't feel like he deserves a tour, because maybe they think he should have hung up his shoes a long time ago. Or is it because they kind of he shaded Pat Riley? And, you know, sometimes when you shade the top executives in the NBA, you know, you get no love. It might be politics at play, but I think he's definitely one of the top five, if not the top three, scoring shooting guards in the NBA. And I think Dwayne Wade deserves more love. These were just a few pondering questions I had about this upcoming game between LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and his tour. That'll do it this week for On Baby, where Chicago meets the DMV. I'll catch you guys next time.